Drive Forward had an opportunity to do an interview at the loud and busy Hertz Uber office. Let's listen in. Welcome to Drive Forward Podcast. I'm James. Today we're going to be talking to Elise. She's an assistant manager at the Hertz office in Kent. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. All right. So tell us a little bit about you, how long you've been here, and what's your role?
So I'm the assistant branch manager. I've been at the location for about a year and a half now. I work on the desk, so counter, specialize in renting cars, kind of letting everybody know how the program works, how to get started, and just basically what the requirements are for renting here.
Okay, let's talk about getting started. How does a person get started in renting a vehicle?
So they already have to be active on Uber. So background check, basically all the documents that you need to be a driver in Seattle hire permit, things like that already have to be completed in the app. I basically have a portal that I go to check the qualifications, what car they are able to rent. And then we basically go through the process of selecting a vehicle for that customer. We have EV cars, and then we also have some gas cars. Tesla being the number one car that we have, and when we are getting Polestars as well. So the basic process of it is super easy, basically just like a regular rental outside of just getting connected with Uber. We'll go through the regular rental process as far as checking you guys out for the vehicle that you selected, and then once that's done, we can add you to the Uber platform.
Okay, how's the payment?
A payment is usually debit or credit card. We do a weekly now. We used to do monthly contracts, but now it's up to 6 months. You basically come in just with your driver's license in a form of payment, debit card or credit card. We just don't take any like smaller bank cards, so any Chime, Cash App cards, things like that are not supported with our systems, so we just don't ask for those kind of cars to rent a vehicle. Outside of that, you can keep a car up to 6 months on one contract. You just need to make sure that you have your weekly rate onto the card, so when that it goes to that natural extend date, you're basically good to go.
Okay, now we have a vehicle, we're out driving. What happens if we have a problem or an accident or anything?
So we actually offer coverage for all of our drivers or customers. It's actually discounted from like the normal rate. I believe it's like almost $31 if you were to get a regular Hertz vehicle. With us, since we partner with Uber, most of our coverage goes from the lowest of like $6 a day. The highest, I believe, is almost $11 a day. But that basically protects you if you were on the road. So roadside assistance, if you were to get into an accident, we have like certain vendors that can come out and like replace tires, things like that. But there's like a whole process basically that is the same for regular rentals. Like if you were in an accident, you want to report it, but we can usually get you into another car.
What do you think is the number one problem with people have when they're renting cars here at Uber?
Uber accounts not being active. So we have a lot of people that come from all over. We definitely have spread it out, the locations. So we have a lot of more HLE locations that just specialize in regular rentals that can do this here program. However, we're not able to rent to you guys unless you guys are active. So if you're having any issues with the Uber account, it has to be resolved before you come down here.
Do they need to schedule, make an appointment?
Yes. So we don't do really walk-ins. If we can serve you as a walk-in, we usually will get you in as soon as possible. However, we try to ask for an appointment made within 24 hours just so we can prepare a car for you guys.
And on the return, what's that process?
Making sure your car is basically the way we rent it out to you. So you want to make sure that it's cleaned, refilled, whether it's a Tesla charge or gas. And it's just basically a regular return. We'll do a walk around, just make sure there's no body damage. If there is, we'll do an incident report, which is super easy. It takes about 2 minutes, but we just close you out and then you're good to go.
Can a person just drop their keys off for return?
We say no. So if we're ever closed, because we're Monday through Friday, a lot of people have like vacations and stuff that they go to, you're always able to drop it off at a different location. We prefer people to drop it off at the airport because we can get our cars back a little bit faster than any other location. But no, you don't ever want to just drop your keys off or leave them in the car just because we don't want any cars to be stolen. If you do that and a car is stolen and it's on your contract still, you're going to be responsible for that vehicle. So it's always good just to hand an associate one of your keys. So we call it a VIR. So it's a vehicle incident report that we have to do to get our vehicle fixed. It just asks some basic questions about the accident, where it took place, things like that, if anybody else was involved. If you were ever in an accident and someone hit you, you want to take it as if it's in your own vehicle. get the person's information, let them know that you will be making a claim and they will be reached out to. Bring that information here, and then we have a team that actually works with all of our body damage cars and claims and things like that.
If someone has more questions or concerns, what's the best way to talk with you about it?
Coming in is the best way. You can always email me, but the best way to get all your answers to your questions, making sure you get the right information, it's always good to come talk to us in person. Even if you're not ready, if you can definitely make the drive here. Like I said, we have other locations that support it too. So even if you're not close to the Kent area, we have a North Seattle location, Tacoma location, Bellevue. So we have a couple other locations that can definitely help at least answer some questions until you guys are ready.
All right. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, no problem. You have a good day.
Thank you, Elise. And I'll give you her contact information in a minute or so. But I do want to share with you, if you're thinking about doing it and don't want to use your personal vehicle, I personally have used this service and it works out great. Even though you pay a weekly amount, it comes out of your Uber earnings automatically, which is a good thing because you're not paying for tires, you're not paying for tire rotation, oil change, or anything mechanically breaks down with the car, you take it back to them and they fix it. And you are insured each time that you're on the app. I think it's a good program and you might want to check it out for your own. Again, her name was Elise Clinton. Her email address is alisa.clinton@hertz.com, and they're located at 26454 Pacific Highway South in Kent, Washington. Well, looks like my time is about up again. It's been fun, but gotta roll out. Talk to you later. Bye.